That is noted. That is noted. Thank you. And with that clarification, any comments on para 25? Para 25 is adopted, and hence the full report is adopted by consensus. So, congratulations. I'll just say a few words. I'll just say a few words on my own first. I must say that I really enjoyed being the chair of the MX4 over these 2 days. I think the discussions have been very fruitful. I think we can all see a number of, I wouldn't call them low-hanging fruits because they're not, but they're hanging fruits which states parties can pick when we so decide. We painted a picture, and I think I've heard similar reflections from many delegations on the need and the necessity to bring some sort of structure, framework, mechanism, infrastructure, whatever we call it, in place in order to better allow implementation of Article 7. We also had quite concrete detailed discussions, which I, you know, imagine will continue as we continue this work, whereby we heard very interesting descriptions of realities in the field, how it works. And I think that type of interaction, especially between the experts from the various countries on these issues, will be very, very useful for this convention and for Article 7. So all in all, I think what we heard during these 2 days has been very useful. I think it will be useful for the meeting of states parties in 2018 to take stock of this. I would like to end by thanking all of you, of course, all the delegations. I would like to thank the all the delegations prepared working papers and so forth. I'd like to thank the international organizations who participated here, also the ones who made technical descriptions. I would like to thank the NGOs who were here. And last and certainly not least, I would like to thank the ISU. Before finishing off the meeting, I would like to give the floor to the chair of the meeting of states parties coming up in December. Sir, you have the floor.